Governor Baker and town leaders in Plymouth are looking for new ways to fight the heroin epidemic in that community. The governor and Plymouth officials just wrapped up a meeting a short time ago. This follows more than 140 heroin overdoses so far this year just in Plymouth. 10 of those were fatal. The town manager of Plymouth, Melissa Arrighi, she's joining us now. Thank you for being with us.
Sure, you're welcome.
Well, first of all, what did you hear from the governor in your meeting in terms of what the state might be able to do to help Plymouth with that heroin crisis?
Well, actually, he was incredibly supportive. As you know, he's working on his own task force at this time and expects to come out with some recommendations for all the communities sometime in late June. So from Plymouth's perspective, we're looking forward to seeing that and see how it can match up and assist with what we're trying to do, both with our local ambulance service, as well as our local hospital and our police force, and as well as the court system.
Now, I understand the police and fire chiefs were there as well. What did you all tell the governor in order to paint a picture of the epidemic and how bad things have gotten over the last year or so?
Well, what we didn't do is we didn't go through statistics again, because the governor is aware of that. So in order to save time, we really just talked about how we've been trying to collaborate over a year and a half and really educate each other on what piece everyone is doing. Where does the clergy fall in? Where does the community and the community leaders come in? What about our special task force that we put together? How does that help to bring the court system in with the hospital and with all of us? And that's been successful, and I think he appreciated that.
And tell me a bit about that new plainclothes unit you have focusing on this. What exactly are those groups doing, like the plainclothes officers?
We have a street crimes unit that was created over a year ago. Town meeting was incredibly supportive of that because we needed to react very quickly. We're able to put these men and women right on the street, and they're looking for open air crimes, transactions that are done right out in the public. And at least we can start trying to prevent the drugs from getting into this community or being distributed.
And you mentioned a task force. What's being done in terms of prevention, for example?
Well, we've split up into different pillars. So in terms of prevention, we're trying to work with our school superintendent and the educators over there to really see how early in the school system we go in and start working with these, in many cases, small children on both education and what they should learn about the drugs in general. We have a lot of students that are having to deal with this on a personal level. We need to get involved with that from counseling and from education. So we have to come at it from two different directions.
Well, you know, no city or town is immune to this heroin crisis. It seems to be everywhere. But leaders in Plymouth have acknowledged that that town in particular seems harder hit than many. Why do you think that is?
You know, we've speculated about that, and we really just don't know. What I'm proud of is the fact that we're not going to hide behind that. We're going to let these statistics be known. We know that this substance abuse is a disorder. We have to stop calling it a substance abuser. We have to look at this just like you would any other disorder and see how we can treat it and prevent it and help heal this community and not make this what we're about.
Well, was there a chance you were caught off guard? In other words, was the town missing any signs of a growing problem, you know, which then allowed it to get even worse, that might have been addressed in a more comprehensive way earlier on?
You know, I like to brag a little bit about Plymouth, but I think in this case, it was really our fire chief, Ed Bradley, that started to know the statistics early on. We worked very closely with Brewster Ambulance, which is our primary care service here in the town. And I think that they recognized that our statistics were all of a sudden growing, and we weren't immune from that right from the beginning. We tried to start putting people together to say, what can we do? How can we get all our firefighters and frontline responders to carry this Narcan and start saving lives before we have to go in and figure out how we can stop this from occurring to begin with?
And just quickly, how has the crisis hit you personally? What do you feel about what's going on in your community?
You know, when I speak to the department heads and I talk to some of the family members, it seems like everybody knows somebody in their life that this has directly affected. And that surprised me. I came from a small community before I came to Plymouth. I grew up in a smaller community, so I'm used to everybody knowing somebody else in another family. But in Plymouth, we're so large, I didn't know that we'd see that kind of personal connection.
Plymouth Town Manager Melissa Arrighi, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.